Utai Tribe Village, the tribe above the clouds. Utai Tribe Village is an important stop on the Shen Shan Tribe travel line. In Utai, you can not only enjoy the special hunter's meal, but also visit attractions like the Presbyterian Church, Slate Alley, Cultural Square, and the Utai Cherry Blossoms during a certain time of the year. Utai Tribe Village. Utai Tribe Village is located on the left side of the North Ailiao River. It is the administrative region with the highest altitude in Pingdong County and the largest tribe village of Utai Township. It offers a full range of public facilities and rich tourist resources. Utai Tribe Village is home to the Rukai culture. Every detail of the buildings not only represents the craftsmanship and lifestyle of the Rukai people, but also symbolizes the essence of their culture. The group of old Haocha stone slab houses is the only second-class indigenous national monument in Taiwan, and it is also known as the birthplace of stone slab houses. Entering Utai feels like visiting a museum that has come to life. Utai often gets foggy in the afternoons, and visitors tend to slow down their pace to enjoy the beauty of nature. Even clouded leopards do not want to leave this beautiful place. That is why Utai is also called the home of clouded leopards, or the home of clouds. When entering the village, apart from the artistic stone slab houses, what is most attractive is the friendly greetings from the local people. Embraced by the cozy weather of the mountains and the laughter of the tribe, people who visit here will let go of all their worries and be captivated by the beauty of the Utai Tribe Village. Utai Cultural Square. After climbing the stairs next to the sign for the Utai Tribe Village stop, you will see a huge square immersed in the clouds. This is where the indigenous people host their rituals and is an ideal place for tourists to rest. Around the square, there are lots of local shops, the Rukai Cultural Museum, the gorgeous Utai Elementary School, and the iconic swing with 7 human sculptures representing the Rukai people. This is definitely a great place to take photos and share them online. Tradition includes thoughts, cultures, and actions preserved from the past and passed on to future generations. Using the swing is a well-known tradition and legacy of the Rukai tribe. In the middle of the Utai Square, there is a swing with 3 colors, red, yellow, and green. The swing was made by the local people using traditional methods. During marriages of the Rukai tribe, well-dressed girls will stand on the pedal made of ropes, and brave boys will help them down by holding them. During the harvest festival, you can see girls playing on the swing and other people surrounding them, dancing and singing. The higher they swing, the louder and happier the dances and songs become. This symbolizes the celebration of good harvest, gratitude, appreciation to the gods, and solidarity. On both sides of the Utai Square, there are 7 human sculptures that represent 7 mythic tales. Each of the figures has a unique personality and accomplishment. This further showcases the details in clothing worn by the Rukai people of different social statuses. These sculptures resemble guardians that overlook the tribe and friendly locals that welcome visitors. Utai Presbyterian Church. The Utai Presbyterian Church looks like a church in heaven, and it is one of the must-visit spots in Utai. It was established in 1966 and is currently the largest church in Pingdong County. While also being the only church in Taiwan with the Rukai Pinyin translation, designed and built by Mr. Dubanon, the father of Rukai art, this church embodies both Western church elements and the local culture of the Rukai tribe. It required the manpower of the entire village and was handmade with local materials such as stone slabs and rocks. This church resembles a small castle and took years to finish utilizing the traditional Rukai building techniques. Each piece of stone represents the hard work of the local people. The church is a magnificent site of Utai Township that embodies both their culture and religion. The church is also named the church closest to God Due to its altitude of 1,000 meters above sea level and the fact that it has the tallest cross in Asia made of cypress trees. On the roof, you can see two angel statues facing each other, playing bugles pointing towards the sky. With the front gate shaped like an arch with mountain mists passing by, the beauty of the tribe and the greatness of the church joined together, forming a spectacle resembling a church in heaven. The Presbyterian Church not only has a special appearance, but it is also a place of emotional support of the local people. On Sundays, the local people put on their traditional clothing and gather together. The sound of their prayers and hymns can often be heard throughout the area. Slate Alley. Entering the alley with stone slate roads and railings on the side, shaped like pottery jars, you will be amazed. The alley is shaped like the letter Z, and it resembles the trail of a 100-pace snake. You can see sculptures on the wall at the entrance. What's more, there are many hostels here, each with its own design, and they offer all kinds of traditional cuisines. From time to time, you can see the local elders crafting traditional ornaments. Visiting the corridor filled with the Rukai culture is like touring an outdoor museum, making Slate Alley an attraction you cannot miss in the Wutai tribe village. Stroll down Slate Alley and take your time. You will experience the rich Rukai culture on the way and see different human sculptures, lintels, and wall ornaments of the houses that belong to civilians, hunters, elders, and chiefs. You can see sculptures of women weaving, elders with weathered faces, heroes with vigor, and hunters with accolades. By looking at these sculptures, you can have a better understanding of the daily lives of the Rukai people and the splendid history of the tribe. Slate Alley is filled with street hawkers and the wonderful smells from the foods they sell. You should also check out the local stores and look for precious handmade souvenirs. If you are really lucky, you may encounter a local elder in her 90s showcasing her amazing weaving skills. Whoa! What is this place with all these animal skulls? There is a famous house on Slate Alley called Home of the Wild Boar King. There is a sculpture of a warrior carrying a wild boar and all kinds of animal bones. There are figures of different animals, such as wild boars, Formosan sambar deer, clouded leopards, Formosan black bears, and many more. These are all animals hunted by the Wild Boar King. The Wild Boar King grew up in the mountains and started hunting wild boars when he was just a teenager. He had amazing hunting skills and was popularly known as the Wild Boar King. He used to wear 5 lily flowers on his head and was given the name Pulagas by the elders, which was the noblest title for a hunter. Wutai cherry blossoms. Whenever it is cherry blossom season, the blooming Wutai cherry blossoms are much anticipated. Unlike other cherry blossoms, the Wutai cherry blossom trees in full bloom resemble a huge umbrella of cherry blossoms. If you look up from underneath a Wutai cherry blossom tree, you will notice that even the sky is blocked by all the cherry blossoms. The Wutai cherry blossom is an indigenous species of Taiwan cherry, and it is about 60 years old. Under special care of the owner, it forms the unique shape of an umbrella. Normally, they start to bloom around late January. Accompanied by the cherry blossoms on the side of the Provincial Highway 24 and Slate Alley, a spectacular view of cherry blossoms appears. Every year, countless tourists are drawn to Wutai during cherry blossom season. Shenshan Tribe Travel Line also offers limited guided tours so you can get to know more about the Wutai cherry blossom from the introductions given by the local tour guides.